This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
David Aldous on Worship Radio. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today, and we continue our current series that we're looking at. And we're looking at Resolving Conflict and Part 31 today. And if you've got your Bible, I want you to open it, please, to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we're going to look from verse 12. And this is what it says. It says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Now, I've got so much to say about this, especially when it comes to resolving conflict. When you find yourself in conflict in the house, quite often you'll find yourself get cross for no reason. I mean, this happened to me today, this very morning. For some reason, I felt cross. I was just cross. And I was in a bad mood. I was grumpy. And I think about this and I think, why? Why? What has made me grumpy? And I look around me and I look at my situation and my circumstances and I realize nothing at all has made me grumpy except, quite clearly, it was a spiritual attack. Because of what we do, because of what I do, and because of the way that my life is. And suddenly I realize that when I'm fighting with someone or arguing with someone, it's because I'm under spiritual attack and I'm not even realizing it. Well, I certainly didn't realize it until I was prayed for. Until I was prayed for and the peace of God began to reign. You see quite clearly. "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. Although someone in front of us may be in conflict with us and we may be in conflict with them, we're not fighting them. That's not who we are fighting." Paul is telling us very clearly right now who it is that we are fighting. "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." It's very clear. So what can we do? What can we do about it when we find ourselves in this situation? Yes, we can say, "Silence, be still." And we pray that the peace of God will come upon us. But what if we don't even recognize that we're under spiritual attack? Well, may I just humbly say this to you. May I just humbly say this to you now. If you don't know that you are under attack and you are being attacked and it's hurting you, may I suggest it's because you are not wearing the full armor? Paul goes right on to talk about the armor of God. He says in verse 13, "Therefore put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm." So when you're in this battle, you'll be able to stand there. You will be firmly standing there. Why? Because you're wearing the armor. Some time ago, I was driving down the road and I didn't know why this was happening to me, but suddenly I began to cry. I began to just weep uncontrollably in the car as I drove along. And I can remember exactly where I was. I can remember exactly which car I was in. And I can remember God's response. I said to the Lord, "What is going on, Lord? What is happening?" And he said very clearly to me, "David, you are a casualty of war." And that shook me to the core. And I thought, how can I be? How can I be a casualty? I haven't been in battle. I haven't been doing any spirit. And suddenly, I began to remember what I'd been doing and what I'd been saying and how I'd been doing battle against the evil one. And I hadn't been wearing my armor. And so I'd been injured. And I was tired. And I was jaded. And I was on the floor. And therefore I wept. And the Lord told me that I needed to rest. And that is just what I did. Beloved, we have to be wearing the armor. We have to have the armor on. Therefore, says Paul, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. How do we do that? It's easy. Because Paul tells us, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. There are the first two bits. The belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. And when you lie, the belt of truth slips off. If you stay true and you still stay telling the truth, the belt of truth stays in place. There's the first two pieces. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, watch this, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. The shoes are the shoes of peace. When you're wearing those, you won't be in conflict because you will be so peaceful. So we place those now on us. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. The shield of faith, beloved. Because of your faith, you have a shield. It's a weapon. Stops those fiery arrows. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. There's the armor. All of that armor. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that those who are listening to this broadcast right now will take every piece of that armor and place it on themselves. The breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the peace, Lord, the helmet of salvation. Hold the shield of faith in their left arm. And they take the sword of the Spirit and place that in their right hand. I pray in Jesus' name. Paul goes on to say, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Beloved, there's nothing more to say on that. We are not fighting a battle against flesh and blood, but we are fighting a battle against the principalities and the powers of the unseen world. And therefore we need to be on our guard. And therefore we need to be wearing the whole armor of God at all times. And we need to keep it in place. And if it slips, we need to put it back. That is something that we need to do all the time. And we need to pray all the time, in the spirit, in the flesh. That will then overcome the evil one. And that will overcome the conflict in your life, along with silence and be still. The body armor of our Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that this word has touched your heart and touched your life in a powerful way as to stop the conflict continuing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.